What is going on? This site was constructed to show articles about subjects I care about. Having looked over what I wrote about over the years, there is no doubt I wrote more about UFOs than anything else. That was when many were ridiculed about that. Even before this site, I had two others with the same theme. Altogether, I have written at least a couple of thousand articles about UFOs. Today, UFOs have become more accepted, but we have to be careful in what we believe. I say this since there is so much deviance in government. I am bringing this up because if we take at face value the government is now interested in UFOs and will investigate them, what they are really saying is they are just letting us know what they have been doing for many decades. Could there be an ulterior motive to all this? Some feel if the present administration can't stay in power during the next election, they might try and make believe there is an alien invasion, and to do this they would have to paint UFOs as enemy craft and aliens as our enemies who are only here to perform terrible experiments on us, abduct us and maybe even kill us. If they could establish, the next phase might be to declare war on UFOs and put martial law into effect, and postpone the elections. Others believe the administration and their party members would never go that far. They thought the same thing before the riots and the wave of lawlessness sweeping the country. They also never would have believed how fast inflation is taking over the country. They never thought millions upon millions of people would be allowed to sneak over the border and so forth. I would hate to see the UFOs vilified. Here we have a chance to make contact, if we haven't already. It is a little risky, but it could benefit us tremendously. Just examining as much of the technology as we could on those UFOs proves to us they are light years ahead of us in technology, and hopefully we could get them to share some of this technology with us. It could solve many of our problems and perhaps also take care of the climate change many are worried about. Those so-called champions of climate change who fly around the world in their jets release as much carbon in one flight as the average person does in a year, according to an expert who examined this. If they really cared about the planet, they would conduct their meetings online. I think I can safely say most of us love our planet, and many of us love our country and our fellow man. I know some want me to say Earth person or something like that, but there are so much more important things to worry about than pronouns and such. One of those things is the rate of inflation which is hitting us. The way inflation is counted by government agencies is not the true rate. When the core inflation rate is figured, there are some very important things left out. They are the price of food and energy. I am no expert, but I notice when things increase in price a lot. We are told inflation increased by something like a little more than 11%. 2 years ago, I bought oatmeal for around $5.99 for the large container. I just paid $8.49 for the same thing. That is over a 41% increase. I paid $1.90 a gallon for gas 2 years ago, and now pay $4.59. That is over 130%. To heat my house, I have to buy oil. I was paying $172 per month and now pay $323 a month, and this is not just in the winter but 11 months a year, with the 12th month for paying what I still owe. This is over 87% more. I am giving you the address of a website where you can figure out how to calculate instantly the percentage of increase in a price. It is Percent Change Calculator, finding percent increases or decreases, percent calculators. The problem is when you figure out the price of something we can't do without, it is far more than we are told when politicians talk about inflation. These prices cause people to have to not buy what is not absolutely necessary, but even that may not be enough, because the huge price increases in fuel and food affect other areas of commerce. When fuel goes up, the cost of everything eventually goes up. Deflation is hitting us. Walmart just announced it was going to lower prices, which will lower its profits, because they are now overstocked, due to less buying, but eventually they and the other stores will lose business because people will need their money for necessities and many will just stop shopping for anything other than food and energy. The fuel problem is affecting our electric bills, So look for electric rates to increase, and in some areas, people are trying to shut down generating stations, which will induce not only higher rates, but also make the chances of brownouts happening. I look at places like some of our cities. Chicago is a good example of crime out of hand and nothing being done about it. Every weekend it seems at least 50 people get shot and several killed. The mayor comes out and says how terrible it is and then goes back to sleep. It is totally unbelievable. The governor does nothing to make the criminal laws stricter and better enforced. I have no way of verifying what I am about to say, but take it for what it is worth. I heard on the news the number of criminal cases solved in Chicago is currently 12%. New York City is not much better. Not only are the no bail required laws destroying the city, but the police were said to have their protection against personal liability removed. Now a New York City policeman can be sued individually and personally. Why would anyone want that job anymore? They are even limited in their ability to chase someone who is escaping. The other day, police in New York City responded to 5 homicides in 4 hours. People are scared to use the subways, and can you blame them with all the attacks going on there? It seems to me, lately, if something is bad for the country, there are those who will try and push it forward, such as defunding the police. First, they tie the hands of the police, next they reduce the budget, and lastly, they make them personally liable for lawsuits. Let's not forget some even want to do away with their police forces and do it in the face of a crime wave.